Welcome to the HR Skill-Based Resources e-module. This e-module provides an overview of the resources that have been created for the human resources function. These were developed internally by 3M HR professionals. They include reviews of internal and external best practices. This course contains audio. If you would like to use a script to follow along, click the resources link in the upper right corner to download a copy. This module will focus on HR skill-based resources only. For more information on leadership behaviors, refer to the resources link. Hi, I'm Courtney, and I'm a volunteer with the local Make-A-Wish office. Make-A-Wish grants the wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. I'm calling to ask you if you would be willing to donate a dozen cupcakes for an upcoming departure party for a local wish kid. Zach is really excited to have his wish granted later this month. We'll be having a little party to share the details of his trip with his family, and he has told us that cupcakes are his favorite dessert. We would love to have your bakery donate the cupcakes for his special time. Depending on activity level, the heart beats about 60 to 120 times per minute. It may be higher during exercise or lower during rest. A normal heart rate and rhythm ensures the delivery of oxygen-rich blood to all of the body's organs, such as the brain and lungs. A group of cells in the heart called the cardiac conduction system uses electrical impulses to control the speed and rhythm of each heartbeat. An abnormal heart rate or rhythm, called an arrhythmia, occurs when there is a problem with the heart's conduction system. Tachycardia is a type of arrhythmia where the heart beats too fast. For certain types of arrhythmia, a catheter ablation procedure may be necessary to stop the heart tissue from causing the arrhythmia. After numbing a small area in the groin with a needle, the doctor will insert a short hollow tube into the femoral vein. Next, a long, flexible tube called a catheter will be inserted through the sheath. The doctor will guide the catheter to the heart through a blood vessel that goes to the heart, called the inferior vena cava. The location and the progress of the catheter will be monitored. For a composite filling, only a small amount of tooth structure needs to be removed, just enough to remove the decay. The prepared area is then filled with a composite material and cured with a high-intensity light. Finally, it is polished to a smooth finish.